Who's this? Is Jackson 5?
Oh, this is a groovy, upbeat tune to get us going into 5 o'clock.
This is horrible.
I was expecting you to step in earlier than waiting 12 seconds to let the song breathe.
Sheeman and Shepard, 99.3
at this level.
ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app. I'm Craig Sheeman with Pete Shepard.
And it is upbeat.
It's Chris.
Too late.
Who is it?
Skrillex and Diplo.
Excuse me?
It's called The Drop.
Skrillex. And Drippo? Drippy?
Skrillex and Diplo.
How do you spell that?
S-K-R-I-L-L-I-X? E-X, sorry. And Diplo, D-I-P-L-O.
Is this something part of your musical repertoire? And I've never heard of this.
Oh, I've heard this song a lot. But
well, Craig,
I don't know who sings it.
They play this at the club, so a hard time believing you've never heard this.
I've never heard this song before, and I've heard everything.
A good friend, Cameron Wolf, had a great tweet. Dated back to the spring, you'd say that the Dolphins traded Robert Quinn to the Cowboys for Taco Charlton in a 26th round pick. Yeah?
Say that again?
When?
If you date it back to this spring, you could say the Dolphins traded Robert Quinn to the Cowboys for Taco Charlton in a 2020 sixth-round pick.
Hmm. In other breaking news, Faith has texted in. This is weird. I agree with Craig on a song, The World Must Be Ending. And Snooty Pooch has texted in and says, and so starts Craig and the 5 o'clock hour.
Get ready for my hot takes. One bad hot take already.
Oh, I can't wait to hear what we get into this hour.
Greg hasn't heard it. Must be country.
That's Chiefs fan
in the case.
It's pretty good. All right.
If there was harmonica in that song at some point,
banjo,
you would have thought it was country.
Banjo and violin. Yeah. Standard issue
fiddle.
Country music song. What's cooler, fiddle or a violin or banjo?
It's the same thing.
A fiddle is a violin.
Is it? Is
yes.
it really?
Yeah.
Is it really?
Yes.
Yeah. Been listening to Fitzy too much. I disagree.
It's a Juilliard.
What? And I didn't. And I know the difference between a violin and a fiddle.
What's the difference?
It's the same thing. One you do picking and grinning, and the other one you've got your little horse ring thing.
Picking and grinning.
Uh-huh.
That's the most country you've ever sounded.
All right. 5 o'clock hot take shall begin in a moment. First time for a Sports Center rundown. Man. Here's Chris.
The Miami Dolphins are done tanking. They are benching Ryan Fitzpatrick in favor of Josh Rosen Sunday against the Cowboys. They have signed Taco Charlton.
Taco!
He's a defensive end. Former first rounder, too. Very talented. We got week 3 of the NFL season kicking off tonight from Duval County. The Jags host the Titans. Tighten up! Coverage starts at 8 o'clock on 99.3 ESPN. You can watch the game on NFL Network.
Is that a thing? Tightens up?
Tighten up.
Tighten up?
Like Titan?
Yeah.
Up.
Gotcha. So the Josh Rosen story is on our website now if you want further details about him starting at 99.3ESPN.com.
Yeah, and Jamal, we didn't get to the Jamal Adams, which we'll get into maybe a little bit. It's calling the NFL a joke.
They are a joke.
Yeah. But the difference between a violin and a fiddle, really there isn't any.
But there's some.
The short answer is nothing.
Nothing.
The long answer is what makes a fiddle, and a violin, this is right up Craig's alley, is the type of music that is played on it.
Mm.
Generally, fiddles play folk.
Picking and grinning versus
folk, traditional
strumming.
Genres.
Well, not
music,
strumming.
Irish
no, it's track, always...
And violins play composition-based genres,
made
Western classical music.
Made of horsetail hair.
Yeah.
It is made of horsetail hair.
I'm just dropping so much knowledge on everybody.
We knew that. Who doesn't know that?
I haven't been correct. I haven't been incorrect yet. Nailed it. Nailed it. I'm just warming up. All right.
It's exhausting.
Legitimate sports. Thursday night football tonight. Tighten up, everybody. Titans and the Jaguars.
I like the Jacks tonight.
Jalen Ramsey has not been traded, so we are anticipating that he will play.
Rose is going to get killed, maybe. Maybe, but I'm glad they're doing this now. Let's see what he's got. You got to find out if fair or unfair. If this is a possibility, I stress possibility, that he is your guy for the future.
That was Airplane Seat Guy. By the way, two unnerving airplane stories are in the news today.
Hold on. Yankee Pete. It's not shtick.
It's not.
Pete is Pete. Craig is clueless when it comes to music.
He says, hey, guys, is this just shtick with Craig? Or the music thing, or is he really clueless?
Nothing is
shtick
on this show.
Can I make a correction? Craig is somewhat clueless when it comes to country music. I know way more than Pete on all the other genres.
No, you do not.
How many times have I you've never heard of Pitbull or J-Lo or any of these people?
I don't, come on.
No. I used to be a radio DJ for these other formats, including country, which was a nightmare.
We all
But as I was saying, two unnerving airplane stories. One,
you don't
I believe
pick a violin or fiddle.
A Delta flight dropped 20,000 feet before
how far?
Itself.
I thought it was 30,000.
It was at 30, and then it was at 7.
Yeah.
So it was a 20,000-foot drop. People were texting their loved ones goodbye, although I don't know how you could do that because your text won't go through. Well, I guess
they will.
Yeah, that's true.
Absolutely will.
There you go again, just flapping, not knowing what you're saying.
Now, there was another one that was even more disturbing.
Call it picking.
I believe it was it American Airlines?
It was American.
A plane in Miami getting ready to fly to the Bahamas or somewhere. And one of the crew people working on the, one of the mechanics working on the plane apparently has like ties to ISIS.
Had an ISIS book or something.
Very unnerving. So anyway, where were we now? I derailed us on the airplane thing because of airplane seat guy.
Yeah.
My bad.
No, we're talking about the tonight's game,
Jacksonville and
Tennessee. And again, the Ramsey, Jalen Ramsey, he's supposed to play tonight. Kansas City, Philadelphia, and Seattle, three teams said to be the front runners to maybe get him, but I don't know why you don't get him now. And if you did get him after tonight's game, he cannot play on Sunday. Can't play two games like that.
Chris, can we play some of the sound? There's Doug Marrone. And again, you know, the whole situation started with the sideline flap, Doug Marrone versus Jalen Ramsey. But Jalen, the word on the street is Jalen Ramsey is not demanding a trade because of that blow up. He has more of a problem with Tom Coughlin. And there's a culture on the team that they're upset that other mediocre players have been rewarded and the good players have not. Like, what was it? Was it Blake Bortles? They're really chapped everybody's hide on the team.
He's not even mediocre.
I know. But he got his big contract, and nobody in the defense that was good did not. Anyway, here's Doug Marrone shedding some light on the relationship with the disgruntled Jalen Ramsey.
Jalen and I have always had a good, open relationship where we've always been able to talk. And we sat down yesterday. We talked about, you know, what's going on as far as he and I. And, you know, it's like anything else in this profession. You know, it's behind us now. His focus is on playing and doing the best job for his teammates. And then my job being able to do the best job for the team. So, you know, that's behind us right now.
All right. We'll see. We'll see. See if there's another flap on the sideline tonight. That could be fun. Well, might as well go out with a bang.
You got to think you're going to see a big dose of Fournette, a big dose of Henry. No, yeah. Minshew's been pretty solid. I mean, he's 45 of 58, 488 yards, three touchdowns. And a pick. And Mariota's been pretty good too, really.
Do they mention the Minshew endorsement offer on
Minshew
on Thursday Night Football?
No.
About the pornography $1 million.
Which they don't even want him to perform. They just want him stretching in a jock strap.
Basically. That's what I hear.
Why not?
Why not?
It's a big deal.
Tom Coughlin doesn't want that on his team.
No, he does no saying.
You get that out of here.
Cut him. Exactly. You can't cut him. That's my point.
Tennessee, the least penalized team in the NFL last year, and they have a league-low 11 penalties through two games, which is big.
That's a disciplined team.
Yeah. I think the Jaguars get it done tonight. I do.
All right. I might go with you on that one.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, we hear from Minka Fitzpatrick. You know, he got shipped out of Miami. He's now a Steeler. And the media asked him about it. He says he didn't want to talk about why not Miami anymore.
Minka, what happened in Miami? Can you explain why you went down?
I'm not going to talk too much about Miami. I'm here in Pittsburgh now. I'm excited about being here. And, you know, my focus is going to be here.
I'm tired of these players like Minka Fitzpatrick and these coaches like Bill Belichick and Ron Rivera. The media asks them a question, they don't give you a good answer.
Bill answers.
A good answer.
He's not going to go into any detail. And Ron Rivera should just do the Bill Belichick route. Just say, we're taking it day by day.
Did Chris just accuse me of doing stick or Bill Belichick doing
you.
Stick?
You. Fake outrage. You don't really care that Ron Rivera walked out of his press conference today.
772, why is every pro sports team in the state of Florida garbage?
That's not true. The Lightning are really good.
Lightning's really good. I don't think Jacksonville's garbage.
And the Heat are slightly above average.
Garbage.
Almost won the division last year.
Garbage. Yeah, those Darn pesky, pesky Magic. By the way, did you see that they picked up the option on Markelle Fultz Mo Bamba?
I mean, if Marco Fultz could ever develop into the player that everybody thought he might be, well, I never did because of his record last year in Washington, but that could be a steal. That could be a gigantic steal if he comes and reinvents himself, but that's...
Oh, speaking of the NBA, I told you I watched the 30 for 30 with Dennis Rodman, and one of the things I did not – I know he dated Madonna, but apparently Madonna wanted him to marry her and then apparently offered, according to Dennis, offered him $20 million to father her child. We put that on the Twin Peaks Twitter poll. If you would do – what were our results with this?
Great reaction right there. Would you get Madonna pregnant for $20 million? Over 200 votes, 80%, hell yeah, 20%, nope. The other Twitter poll that we have up today, do you think the NFL draft will go to a lottery system? Almost 150 votes.
To prevent tanking.
But see, this is what happens. We do sports polls, good, right. Not great. Yeah. We do nonsense, fantastic return. Anyway, almost 150 votes there. 23% think yes, we will go to that system. 77% say no.
Who are you more likely to catch something from, Dennis Rodman or Madonna?
Dennis Rodman.
You two did not hesitate.
There's no thought process there. It's just, really? It's so easy.
So was Madonna.
Hey, yo, good one.
It's great that USA Basketball, even though they finished a very impressive seventh place showing in the World Cup, they still get to keep their number one spot.
Yay.
In the FIBA rankings. Man. That's fantastic.
I don't know how it took us to 5-13 to get to that story.
Isn't that wonderful? Yeah.
Although I did see something.
Number seven.
The NBA did do something I found was, I guess they're considering upping the tampering charge or the penalty from $50,000 to like, what, $20 million?
10.
Yeah.
Is it 10?
$10 million.
Oh. Make it more appropriate to the value of
the
teams and the contracts.
That's a bit of a dent.
They should.
Yeah, but Magic Johnson is out of the league.
Right.
So who's going to get hit with that big fine?
Tampering stuff. He seemed to be the only one that didn't understand the rule.
Well, you know what?
But the penalty still is July 1st.
But the Doc Rivers thing, but that was just a throwaway thing, I think. I mean, I don't know.
Well, that's what do you expect when you let an NBA coach go on ESPN and talk about free agency?
Right.
What did you think was going to happen?
Tampering.
So just in substance, the changes amount to an increase in fines from a maximum of $5 million for tampering to $10 million, allowing Silver, the commissioner, to take draft picks as punishment for any conduct detrimental to the NBA. That's big. That's bigger than the fine. Mm. Yeah. The annual random audits of five teams and a brief mandate that where cause exists, the league may undertake more in-depth investigations, and the requirement that top team officials save communications with agents for 1 year.
All right.
Wow.
This concludes our NBA talk today.
Yeah. Sorry, I tuned you guys out right
back
there.
Back to the NFL. Pat Shurmur says Daniel Jones is ready to be the starting quarterback of the National Football League.
Pat, do you believe that Daniel Jones is the better quarterback right now?
Daniel Jones is ready to play, and we're going with him. And the reason I say that is because we do everything we can to win football games, and at this point we feel like he's the guy we want to move forward with.
All right.
Wow.
He's the guy. He also refuses to believe the Giants should have gotten rid of Manning in the offseason. He did, I swear. I promise.
I don't understand that narrative.
Hold on.
Hey, I love that.
What's going on with the stereo there?
By the way, Jamal Adams' Jet safety is appealing his $21,500 fine. Also said that the officials have apologized to him for blowing the call, which they did.
Didn't he say the league was what?
A damn joke.
Uh-huh.
You want to try it again or not?
Pat Shurmur believing the Giants should have not gotten rid of Manning in the offseason.
I don't understand that narrative because, you know, Daniel Jones is going to have the benefit of, to start here, 14 games of a guy that's done it. I mean, this guy is what a Giant exemplifies, not only as a player but as a person. Mm-hmm. And he's going to have the benefit of this guy's assistance as we go through it. So my gut told me it was the right time, but that narrative that you don't bring Eli back, you know, I, I think that's just something for us all to talk about.
No, it isn't. You have an $11 million backup on the bench. You should have got rid of him last year, plain and simple. You had sentimentality getting away, and it backfired on you. $11 million backup.
I like how he said that for the next 14 weeks. I mean, he's not switching back.
No, he shouldn't, unless something dramatic happens.
Yeah, I mean, you said no quarterbacks were drafted this high and hasn't started later than week six.
Yes, exactly.
We're well within the schedule. What would you expect?
Yeah, I think Shepard's back this week for them. But, man, they're playing Tampa Bay. This is a game Tampa Bay should win. Todd Bowles should come up with some interesting defensive. I'm sure.
Be aggressive. Be aggressive on defense. Confuse the rookie quarterback.
You just don't know what Jameis is going to do at any given time. You just don't know.
I'm telling you, if he plays the same game he played against the Carolina Panthers and the defense gets aggressive on Daniel Jones, that should be a winning formula.
It should. He should not have to play much better than he did against Carolina. You're absolutely right. But do you trust him that he will do that?
Well, let's see. I mean, I was rooting hard for him to turn it around in week two, and he did the job on a short week on the road.
It was the last time the Bucs were favored by 7.
Wow. I don't know. And is this like their last home game till like, I don't know, like
November.
March?
Yeah, November.
Because they got a game in London. So anyway.
Yeah, their schedule is this is it. They got the Giants here, obviously. Then they're at the Rams next week. They're at the Rams, and then they're at the Saints, back to back weeks.
Without Breeze, though.
At the Rams, yeah. At the Saints. Then they're home against the Panthers. That's the London game on the 13th. Then they're at the Titans. Then they're at the Seahawks.
Tighten up.
So when they play the Cardinals on November 10th, that is their next home, legitimate home game. They're technically the home team in London.
Okay. And again, if you're just tuning in, getting off work or whatever, Josh Rosen will be the starting quarterback for the Dolphins instead of Ryan Fitzpatrick. So they're making their move. I mean, look, originally when he came here, he thought this was going to be his chance to prove himself. He didn't get a good chance. He was on a bad team with Arizona. They move him here. He comes to a mediocre team, but they've since traded away all their parts, and now it's a disaster. I mean, he's just got to, like, not get hurt. So he's literally – Josh Rosen, in my opinion, is literally auditioning for the next team. Although Pete brought up an interesting scenario. Mm-hmm. What if he's just good enough to, like, win, like, 4 games?
Which is
and
a miracle.
It ruins the whole tank for Tua narrative.
I'm just saying it's a possibility. It could, and I do think they will get calls about Fitzpatrick. I'm not saying they're going to deal him, but I it wouldn't shock me if they did. Josh Rosen, by the way, will be the 21st starting quarterback for Miami since 2000, the first season after Dan Marino retired.
Wow.
He has one passing touchdown in his last 182 attempts dating back to last season. Think about that stat. 21 different starting quarterbacks in just about 20 years, really.
That's very Browns-like. Every time you would watch a Browns game before they drafted Baker Mayfield, you see the same thing. Here's a list of all the starting quarterbacks for the Browns since they came back to Cleveland. It was equally as long.
And what's even scarier about that stat is Ryan Tannehill had it locked down for like a 6-year period.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's – sheesh.
Yeah.
Well, you know what, Dolphins fans?
Ends up, everybody.
Yeah.
Facts.
That's why this season is so acceptable in my book.
Yeah.
It's like, do we want another 20 seasons with 37 different starting quarterbacks? No.
But you don't care if they lose by 3.
Think about
33.
There have been 21 starting quarterbacks in the same time period the Patriots have had 2.
Mm. Wow. Another 20 years, you'll be as old as me and Pete, and you'll have gone that much distance.
No, I still won't be as old as you guys.
Close.
No.
Close enough to have
a
conversation.
I'll still be on the right side of half 100.
Barely.
And speaking of stats, here's another one about Eli. In 13 of his 15 completed seasons, the Giants didn't win a playoff game. But in the other two, they won 8 playoff games and 2 Super Bowls. Which goes back to our Hall of Fame question yesterday. Which will be debated. There's a lot of gray area there.
The greatest line I saw on that today was if we let Eli in at quarterback as a Hall of Famer, now we're really lowering the bar for Hall of Fame quarterbacks. An average guy that's 500 that had, you know, he's
tied for 14 interceptions.
Yeah. In fact, another fun fact, the only stat he ever led the league in his entire career was interceptions. Mm-hmm. He's not a Hall of Famer.
Was never an All-Pro. Not Pro Bowler and named to an All-Pro team. Never an MVP. But I still think you can make a case for him. I would, with you, Craig, I wouldn't put him in, but there are those out that you can make a legitimate case for him, especially compared to, not Namath or anything like that, but you can look at some numbers for some other quarterbacks.
But now you got to let in every 500 quarterback into the Hall of Fame.
Well, the two Super Bowls,
maybe
and
every
Super Bowls again.
Yeah, 500 quarterback who's won two Super Bowls, two Super Bowl MVPs.
Mm-hmm.
I agree with you, Craig. I don't think he should be a Hall of Famer. I mean,
I know.
I mean, he probably will get in, but not on the first ballot.
Here's another acid test. Take away the two best games of every quarterback in their career, and are they still in the Hall of Fame? Take away Montana's two best games. Is he in the Hall of Fame?
Yeah.
Hell yes.
Yeah.
You take away Eli's two best games? No.
His two best games?
Who, Montana?
Well, the Manningham game. Look, the Manningham pass,
I'm giving the two Super Bowl MVP games on the biggest stage. Take those two games away.
He got named MVP in both of those
games. Well, let's
take
the five away from Brady.
No,
but you can't just do that.
But take two away from Brady, and he's still a lock. Yeah. Yeah. That's my point.
Because he's won the MVP five times, right?
I think four.
Or four times. Okay.
Yeah. Take two away. He's still a Hall of Famer.
You had Deion Branch win one, and then who won it last year?
Mahomes. What, they put out the MVP?
No, the Super Bowl MVP.
Oh, Edelman.
Edelman did?
Yeah. That should have been
Mahomes again if it wasn't for the offsides in the AFC Championship
game. Stop it. God, you have such short memories. If only they could have scored in the first half. That's right, a big fat zero.
We've done this show.
I'll do it again. I'll do it all day.
We've done it.
All day. Make it stop.
Oh, it's never going to stop.
I said, make it stop.
I'm going to keep on coming.
It's a system quarterback.
Yep. A great system.
I'm like a no-see-em on the sand beach. I'm never going away. Just keep coming.
On a sand beach?
You got nothing.
The beach. Another one of my hot takes.
What are those, like small rocks?
Some beaches are not sand, Chris. You go to Hawaii,
it's a rock beach. I didn't know.
Fact. Sorry.
Well, at that point, is it a beach?
Yeah.
I don't know about that.
Are waves crashing in on it? Yeah, it's a beach.
Well, that's shoreline.
What is the definition of a beach?
Sand.
When you Google it. Is sand necessary to have a beach? I'm not asking to be a smart aleck.
You can look that one up, Chris.
Beach is a landform alongside a body of water which consists of loose particles. The particles composing of a beach are typically made from rocks, sand.
Well,
rock and sand.
Doesn't sound like a stone cold lock.
You can have a beach per se, right? That,
yeah, it's rock or cliff.
That's doesn't necessarily mean like you know, powder sand, right?
Right. Right.
You can have big, bulky rocks and still be a beach.
That's what I'm saying.
I think.
Once again, hot take number one for Craig.
Just ridiculous.
That is ridiculous. Don't forget, college football on Saturday, 6:30, number 16, Oregon, taking on Stanford. It's at Stanford, brought to you by Twin Peaks, Creel Tractor, and Backstreet Sports Bar.
Hostile environment.
The beach?
Stanford.
Oh,
gunpowder.
We were not on the same page there.
Gunpowder. I can't wait for Brady to retire and the Patriots suck just so I can text in and piss off. They won't.
Yes,
no. Jarrett Stidham is going to be real good.
No, what you should have texted in is I can't wait for Bill Belichick to retire so the Patriots suck.
Gunpowder, keep it coming. I'm going to encourage you to keep those texts going.
That's the real mastermind behind everything. That's what we all need to look forward to when BB hangs him up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Winnie the Pooh says, my ex is a beach. Sheeman and Shepard, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Oh, gosh.
Sheeman and Shepard, 99.3 ESPN. Thought for a minute it was going to be country, but now it's clearly classic rock.
Oh,
no, this is current.
I didn't say... It's current rock?
Yep.
Who is this?
Who's the band that sounds like classic rock, but they put stuff out today? Play a lot of their music for Rejoiner.
I don't know.
Greta
Van Susteren?
Van Fleet.
Oh. Close.
I know.
Excellent band. Excellent band.
Disturbed is playing up the street later tonight.
Yeah. Yeah, it hurts.
Sound of Silence. Good song.
Yeah.
Stole it from Simon and Garfunkel, but it's a good rendition. I really like it. It's good.
They did it better.
Simon and Garfunkel?
Disturbed.
Mm-hmm. I agree with you. They took a classic and they made it better. Let's go to the phones. 239-337-ESPN. Sweet Bay wants to talk Bengals and Dolphins.
Sweet Bay.
What's up?
Yeah, hey, I was going to say.
What's happening?
It's one thing for the Dolphins to tank and potentially lose, but I'm a Bengal fan and we're trying to win. You know, I don't know what's worse.
Well,
Lions fan.
To see how, you know, they played
Seattle. At least you've been to a Super Bowl.
They played Seattle tough and really had, they could have won that game a couple weeks ago in the opener. But then they're home and San Francisco just craps all over them after the 49ers didn't really look that great against Tampa Bay. The Buccaneers gave them that game. So disheartening, to say the least, to lose at home to the 49ers by 24.
I know, it was embarrassing.
It was.
But anyway, it was about time the Dolphins put in Rosen. I just don't understand why they got rid of that left tackle. That just, I mean,
there's a tank
out there with one arm tied behind his back.
Yeah. It's going to be real interesting to see how he handles it.
Thank you, Sweet Bay.
Really is.
Again, I mean, yeah, Laramie Tunsil was good, but.
513, first-time texter, Chris. I'm a power lineman from Cincinnati living in Naples. If you check his stats, Eli is ahead of Montana in everything. He does have more interceptions than Montana, but has thrown almost 3,000 more passes than Montana.
Yeah, now, were you an offensive lineman who preferred to work the power run game, or did you work on power lines?
I think that's a good question.
It could go either way. Yeah. I'm going to lean towards the latter.
Yeah, do you like work for FPL? Or did you work in the NFL?
I'm going to go FPL over NFL. Yeah.
You know, like, that's cool. Like, being a lineman is, like, that brings a certain amount of power on its own. But to say you're a power lineman, you know.
Also very powerful when we need power back
on
after hurricane.
Those guys, no doubt about that. They just risk their lives. It's amazing.
Absolutely.
Thank God.
All right, 239-337 ESPN.
So I was trying to explain football to my wife the other night.
Oh. What part of football?
The game.
Yeah.
But I thought she knew enough.
I moved on from the down system because that's just a lost cause. She doesn't grasp that.
First and 10, four downs to get the next first down. Doesn't understand.
You know what? We don't need to get caught. She said it's just chaos out on the field. They don't know what they're doing.
Well, if they go 4 yards.
That's called soccer.
Yeah.
Chaos on the field.
Well, you're wrong about that. You sound like her talking about football, but I don't want to get distracted here. And actually, you know what position she got the most intrigue out of?
Left tackle.
Offensive line.
Why?
She's like, what are they doing? They're just hitting the guy lined up across. I go, no. See, this is the beauty of it. They got to call out the Mike linebacker. That sets up who the blocking assignments are. You know, you get him. Yeah. If there's a blitz here, you got to talk. And they're actually, on the whole, the smartest guys on the field.
Right.
Smartest unit on the field, the offensive lineman.
Well, the center is the one that does all of that. That's the
right,
thing. The quarterback calls out. Usually the quarterback calls out the Mike. But
Brady does.
Well, most quarterbacks do. You hear it.
But the center is the one.
Did you freeze frame show her some examples and like roll it backward and forward to kind of see the, you know, like the game? Like, all right, see, watch them lean left. Watch them take a step right.
No,
watch the left guard pull.
She started watching and you can see as the offensive linemen are kind of pointing to different guys on the defense. And it's amazing. That's what she could grasp.
Most people will look at the ball and the quarterback, right. And that's all they'll look at.
It's unbelievable.
But she's ahead of the curve.
That means she can understand this game.
Well, and then we got into wide receivers.
Yeah.
And, no, it's not just one route that they have. You know, if they're going up against a man defense, that's one route.
Right.
If they recognize that it's a zone, that's a different route that they're going to have to sit down between the zones. And they've got to be on the exact same page, seeing the same thing that the quarterback sees, and there's no way to call that out before the play starts. That's what intrigued her.
We should slow down, like Craig said, slow down a play with a guard pull. One or the other. She'll freak out, blow her mind.
Unbelievable.
You know, usually
hopefully we get one in the first 40 minutes because at 9 o'clock she'll be going to the bedroom for Big Brother.
I think you won a battle.
You didn't win a war, but you won a battle.
If your woman is checking out offensive line play, I think she can understand the concept of football.
You're babe.
What? Did I say something wrong again?
Your woman.
What happened?
Your woman.
Oh, well,
your wife yelled at you for that.
This goes back to the
story. I thought you were joking, right?
3 hours ago, and I got in trouble with my wife talking up the airline, what do we call them now? Not stewardess.
hostess.
Servers.
Server, hostess. I was on the honeymoon
flight
on the
attendant.
Way back.
Flight attendant.
Flight attendant.
Mm-hmm.
And I referred to her. I said, yeah, me and the wife getting back on our honeymoon.
Me and Toots over here.
My wife got so livid at me for referring to her as the wife. And now I've just referred to Chris's wife as the woman.
The woman.
Yeah.
I don't know what to tell
you. I would say, hey there, groovy chick.
I didn't say dame. You know, they used to say all them dames back in the 50s.
Hey, that's a dog. Broad I just hooked up with. Isn't great.
Got these broads and dames. I didn't say that. Go ahead.
Never mind.
No, I'm curious.
I don't want to do it. I don't want to do it.
No, do it.
Okay. Lady and the Tramp.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bad title. Why is the male a tramp?
Was that his name?
I don't know. It's been a long time since I've seen the movie, but...
Very erotic scene with a spaghetti kissing.
Right, like Lady, that's a very uplifting, powerful...
Yeah, yeah.
...name, I guess. But Tramp, that seems a little derogatory.
See, I get my Lady and the Tramp as and my man, 101 I'm Dalmatians offended. Mixed up here on my dog
well,
movies.
Well, the dachshunds are the Dalmatians are the 101 Dalmatians, the white and the
black. Cruella
de
Vil, she
yeah.
wants
wait,
the
which
spots.
Which one's she in? Which one's she?
She's in 101.
Dalmatians. Okay, that, okay. Yeah, Cruella de Vil.
Remember the spaghetti scene in Lady and the Tramp?
Yeah.
That's with they're like terrier type dogs.
Yeah, I got you.
Remember the spaghetti?
I do. Speaking of food, did
which
you
is
know?
Ridiculous because dogs can't slurp spaghetti.
They can't slurp it.
It's crazy. I tried. I gave my dog a whole thing of Ragu one night.
That's not good.
That's right. You did.
That is not good.
Today, speaking of food, is Free Queso Day. That's Spanish for cheese, for those of you that don't know. They are multilingual like myself. It is also International Talk Like a Pirate Day. But I don't want to be a pirate.
I don't want to be a pirate.
Bucks aren't playing tonight.
It is National Butterscotch Pudding Day. That's an underrated pudding.
Steve the Pirate.
The National Woman Road Warrior Day. I have no idea what that means. Who makes this stuff up?
Because the lady was from a rich family and Tramp was a stray homeless dog, Skyline says. Okay.
Apocalypse Now says my wife loves it when I call her my broad.
Tramp equals hobo.
Oh.
In what language? English? Look it up.
Well, I meant prostitute.
If you call
yeah, if you call a woman tramp, like that is what that. Yeah,
but it's Lady and the Tramp, yeah. Not Tramp
well,
and the Tramp. Tramp
I'm aware, Craig, and there was the crux of my confusion.
Tramp is actually the name of the dog in the Disney film.
Yeah. Very unflattering name.
Lady's Cocker Spaniel, yes, and the villain is a rat in that movie, is it? I haven't seen that in a long time.
Well placed. Nobody likes a rat.
Oh.
Ratatouille?
Chopped last night. Oh, go back and watch it.
Oh, I don't.
They had all crazy.
I don't do a lot of Chopped.
You got to see this episode. Oh, my God.
There's rats? There's rats in the kitchen in one of your stupid cooking shows?
Wasn't in the kitchen. It was basically a... I forget the name of it. It looks more like a combination between a beaver and a rat.
A bee
and
rat.
Yes. Yeah, it was something like that. A lorry or something like that. I forget what it is, but it was
disgusting.
Gross. Yeah, but
I don't like rats.
Had to use it. Captain Jack Sparrow.
I don't even like ratatouille.
You don't even know what's in ratatouille.
Vegetables.
What? What specifically makes ratatouille ratatouille?
Peppers and onions.
No.
No.
Eggplant.
Yeah, that. Gooey vegetable
delicious.
Thing.
Eggplant is fantastic,
delicious.
Craig.
Gotta let it drain.
It just takes the flavor of whatever you cook
not,
it in.
Not a fan.
Not a fan.
I will make you an eggplant fan.
I won't eat it.
Yes, you won't even know. I won't even tell you.
I don't want it.
You will, and you'll like it.
I just don't want it. It's getting to be dinner time. Chris is having Sloppy Joe's at the house tonight.
Sloppy Joe's. I think
I'm having a little leftover taco salad from last night. What are you having at the household?
I don't know. I don't know.
Oh, that's right. Wherever your wife tells you you're going to dine out to because you Gatsby's eat out every night.
We had it last night. No, I'm just saying we're hanging in tonight.
Captain Jack Sparrow is my favorite pirate of all time.
Gasparilla's mine.
Good one.
All right, Pete, name a pirate.
Kent Tekulve.
Well, okay. I'll give you that one.
Boom.
I'll give you that one.
Dave Parker. Jim Leyland.
The Cobra.
Yeah.
Jim Leland was on Levitard for about 3 minutes today.
Could not believe that today because they're all
Because those idiots thought that they could lay down a bunt thrown by from a major league pitcher.
I was thinking of you. I was like, if Chris
Let's have this conversation right now.
I'm not foolish enough to think I can do that.
You get 100 pitches. You can't get one bunt down?
No.
Yes, you can.
I can get one down.
Yes, you can.
First of all, I'm going to be so scared about my fingers getting caught between the bat and the ball that I'm just going to pull everything back.
I could get
You don't know
one.
You're getting all fastballs. I mean, if you're telling me you get 100 mile an hour fastballs, okay.
Pete,
but
have you seen those? I mean, that thing is moving even at a fastball. I'm not hitting that.
If you give me 100 pitches, I can get one down. One.
Now, we'd be thrown out at first. I'm not going to
I'm not saying I wouldn't hit myself in the face like Harper or all all the bad things
you know
could
what?
Happen.
Good point. I'm wearing a mask.
Oh, yeah. I'm wearing a hockey helmet.
Forget it. Yeah.
I mean, maybe if I had, like, padded, like, hockey gloves or lacrosse gloves.
Your big fear is your fingers.
Yeah.
Mine are my teeth and my nose.
Yeah.
You might ricochet one off into your shin.
I've had a finger get literally shattered by a baseball.
Yeah.
So I don't want that.
Can you still move it? Or are you like Booger McFarlane with your crooked fingers?
I can move it. I can't move the top
of
it.
I don't like it when Booger uses his hands to make a point because you see his jacked up crooked fingers on Monday Night Football.
Harbor Man, it's Steve the Pirate from Dodgeball.
Haba!
Not Pete the Pirate.
Captain Hook. Captain Crunch. Oh, favorite pirates. Could have done that today in a poll.
We'll update our Twin Peaks Twitter poll next. We got
what you got.
So we got that around the corner. And also, don't forget, we got some college football on Saturday.
Grinders, Navy beans, Navy beans.
Meatloaf sandwich.
What the hell are you two doing right
now? Sloppy Joe,
Where am I?
Lunch Lady Land.
What are you singing?
Lunch Lady.
What is Lunch Lady?
Are you kidding me?
Is that a
Adam
movie?
Adam Sandler's kid on Saturday Night Live singing with Chris Farley.
Girls, you're infuriating sometimes.
You don't know Sloppy Joe, Sloppy Joe.
Yeah, by the way, that's not funny.
It's hilarious.
Why, are you kidding me? I'm not an Adam Sandler fan.
I would turn it off. I'm like, Adam Sandler's not funny at this
particular
moment.
Chris Farley is a Lunch Lady? You don't think that scene was funny?
No. Stupid.
What are you talking
about? Some things are not funny.
Pete, it's 5 o'clock. This just falls in line with his week. I'm sorry to everybody who listens at this time all week. It has been cold take after cold take from Craig Shane. It's cold pizza. So I'm going to start calling you cold pizza.
Let me tell you something right now, Mr. Program Director. You pull the ratings for the 5 o'clock hour for this week, and I guarantee you they'll be our highest ratings we've had all month. Sheeman and Shepard, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Time for those parting shots. It's What You Got with Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN. Now, it's Sheeman and Shepherd.
What You Got brought to you by Twin Peaks. And their made-from-scratch menu. It is delicious. Smoker selects Carolina pulled pork sandwiches, sweet and smoky ribs, and 29-degree beer. It's Twin Peaks. Eats, drinks, and scenic views. Tiz, you're going to have to explain that text picture you just sent us on the Stony Brook Golf Club text line. It looks like three pigs chained up in a yard. I'm not sure what's going on there.
Yeah, what's there to explain?
Would love. Do you think that's what that is, pigs? Like, that's
exactly
just bacon
what that
just
is.
Out there?
Well, I think I see two pigs. Or is that three?
No, because his earlier text at 542 said pigs in the yard.
Huh. Somebody has pet pigs in the yard? It happens.
It does?
Maybe in Carmel.
No. I did know somebody in South Carolina that had a pet pig. They're cleaner than dogs.
Sows.
Yeah.
No, they're not.
Actually, they are.
A lot of people.
A pig.
I've heard that.
Yeah. If you don't let it roll around in the mud and the sty in the back, if you treat it like a pet, it's a clean
animal. They're quite loyal.
What if you clean your dog regularly?
On this date in history, in 1973, the National League refuses to allow the Padres to move to Washington, D.C. I didn't know that. Do you remember that from 73, Pete?
No, I just remember that was the first year of the DH, and then Curt Flood was the first free agent.
2010, the oil rig Deepwater Horizon declared sealed after a five-month-long spill in the Gulf of Mexico. Chris, was that a big deal down here? Was it like everybody worried it was going to spill this way?
Yeah, it was actually. That was one of my first days working on.
You could smell it, too, right? I'm sure, right?
96 K-Rock with Stan and Haney.
Really?
Wow. Yeah. You worked with them?
I believe it happened on 420.
Yeah? Oh, really?
What did you do for them? Produced?
No.
Got him coffee?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He
wasn't allowed to talk.
They let me talk once.
Yeah.
That was fun.
But we
Hi, I'm Chris. Hi. Hi, Mom.
But we had no damage from that over here, that oil spill?
No, I mean.
You couldn't smell it?
Well, hold on. I don't want anybody to get in trouble because a lot of businesses around town did collect the insurance money.
Oh, sweet.
But, yeah, like, it was more, at least from what I understand, I mean, maybe some people who, like, worked on the water will say differently. Yeah. But it was more like the negative publicity that really hurt the tourism down here more than anything.
Wow. On this day in 1964, Trisha Yearwood was born, but I shouldn't acknowledge that because she's a country singer.
Country! She's also a chef.
She's a good chef, too.
I'm not a big fan of hers.
I'm not, but...
You know, she sings on her show,
I don't like that. And then she talks about Garth all the time.
Orville Redenbacher died in 1995.
Popcorn
has never been
so
the same.
You know he actually paid an advertising agency to come up with a name for his popcorn brand.
They came up with Orville Redenbacher?
Yeah, they used his name.
Oh.
It worked.
That unbelievable, though, right? You pay for that?
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Yeah.
Exactly. Pete Shepard, what you got?
Update you on a couple of the polls that we had out today. The Twin Peaks Twitter poll at 99.3 ESPN Radio. Do you think the NFL draft will go to a lottery system? 77% of you said no. Surprised it's that high.
To prevent tanking.
The other question, tons of response about this, because about Dennis Rodman, we found out there in a documentary the other night, a little tidbit that we didn't know. That he claims Madonna offered him $20 million to get her pregnant. Would you get Madonna pregnant for $20 million? 81%, hell yeah. 19%, nope.
All right. Chris, the last parting word. We don't have time. For Chris.
I was awesome today, guys.
And Pete
awesome
Shepard.
I was unbelievable.
Tell me I'm number one.
I'm glowing.
I'm Craig Sheeman. I'm awesome. And God bless America.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.